The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? PetersofKensington.com.au.
Yes, let's go to Harley in the United States of America and the so-called affluenza teen. What's all that about, Harley?
Well, this was the teenager who, months and months ago, had beaten manslaughter charges in a fatal drunk driving wreck.
16 years of age.
16, yeah. The jury bought his argument, or the prosecutors did, that he was rich and pampered, and therefore didn't understand the ramifications of his getting drunk and driving recklessly. Doing that killed four people in the wreck he had. And they gave him probation. Now, he didn't follow his probation. There was video of him getting drunk, and then he skipped out with his mom and went to Mexico. So they decided that's not double jeopardy. He broke the rules. And so now he's going to do 6 months in jail per death. That's about 2 years in Texas that just came in today. A lot of people are saying it's not nearly enough, but at least it's something.
Absolutely. A start on the road to justice. Absolutely right. I mean, fancy his privileged upbringing meant his parents hadn't taught him a sense of responsibility.
Right, exactly. I mean, it's such nonsense. I mean, I can't even believe they foisted that argument, and yet people bought it.
And he got 10 years probation, and he kills four people.
That's right. That's
You're kidding me, aren't you? The U.S. warships.
This was really something. I mean, it was like the Cold War for a little while, for a couple of days. Russian military aircraft were buzzing the Navy destroyer USS Donald Cook. It's in the Baltic off of Kaliningrad in Russia, of course, about 70 miles offshore. First, there were helicopters that came by really close and took a lot of photographs. And then fighter planes roared past just above the surface, making a wake in the water and making an attack run. 31 times in 2 days. There was no shooting. None was really expected, but it's a way of transmitting a message. We don't like you being right here. You're too close.
Mm-hmm. God, one day we'll stop fighting with one another, won't we? One day.
Well,
one day. What about, this is a great story about the soldier.
Yeah, like at Harold Earls is his name. He's in Army, Georgia, 3rd Infantry, and he's a hill climber, serious note. He's part of a nonprofit called U.S. Expeditions and Explorations. They aim to help veterans through the challenges of post-traumatic stress, avoiding suicide, spreading the word about that. So to do that, he is climbing Mount Everest with two others to raise awareness. Oof. I thought he just deserved a little bit of a nod.
I agree. What? Other ways of addressing the issue, I would have thought, Harley, but I hope he gets back. As we hope you will too tomorrow, and we'll see you then, eh? Harley, in the United States of America, it's 8:30.